Listening Library presents Elijah of Buxton by Christopher Paul Curtis. Read for you by Myron Willis. Chapter 1. Snakes and Maw. It was Sunday after church, and all my chores were done. I was sitting on the stoop of our home trying to think what to do. It was that time of day when the birds were getting ready to be quiet, and the toady frogs were starting to get louder with that chirpity sound they make most of the night. I wondered if it would be worth it to go fishing for an hour before it got dark. I got that question answered when Cuda came walking up the road waving at me.
"Evening, Eli."
"Evening, Cuda."
"What you doing, Eli?"
"I was thinking about getting old Flapjack and going fishing. You want to come?"
"Uh-uh. I got something that's more interesting than watching you fish. I got a mystery."
"This might not be so good. I ain't trying to be disrespectful about my best friend. But there are lots of things that Cuda sees as being mysterious that most folks understand real easy. I asked him anyway, what's the mystery?"
"I was cutting through Medea's truck patch and seen some tracks that I ain't never seen afore."
"Well, what kind of tracks? Were they big?"
"Uh-uh. They's long and wiggly. I followed them, but they disappeared in the grass."
"Cuda's pretty good at tracking, so maybe this was a mystery after all. Let's go." We got to Cuda's home, opened the gate, and went round back to his mother's truck patch. Cuda was right. There.